Time now for sports. Another Celtics-Lakers championship, another historic moment, blah, blah, blah. This time Boston went into the Staples Center in L.A., staged one of the most dramatic comebacks ever in the NBA Finals. Will it be a morale killer for the Lakers? Will it be enough to overshadow the Refgate scandal? Our own Howard Bryant joins us now. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott, and I have to admit that I'm very disappointed by your lack of enthusiasm in this comeback for the ages.
Oh, I just said that to provoke you. It's extraordinary. Celtics are down by 20 at the end of the third quarter. They still won by 6. Now the Lakers are down at a 3-1 deficit. Should we stick a fork in the L.A. Lakers?
No, you should stick a fork in them, except for a couple of things that history has proven. The 2004 Red Sox have proven. The Boston Red Sox last year proved that, you know, you can be down and it's not completely over until you lose the last game. But this is not the way this epic revival of the rivalry was supposed to go.
Should the old Zen master, Coach Jackson, who listens to the show now, have shuffled his lineup sooner?
Well, I really think that it's more of a strategic thing with Jackson. I don't think that it was a lineup issue with him at all, except for the fact that he probably should have played Derek Fisher a little bit more. The Boston Celtics' weakness coming into this postseason, in fact, for the whole season, had been the strength of their play at point guard. And their star point guard, or their young point guard, Rajon Rondo, was injured, and I was very surprised that they didn't put more defensive pressure on the point guard position for pretty much the whole 48 minutes against the Detroit Pistons. Anytime Detroit pressured the Celtics, they could barely get the ball across court. So I was surprised there. And I think the other thing that's been very disappointing when you're the Lakers is that you've essentially been a very, very good, extremely efficient offensive team, and you've run into a team that's played better defense than anything that you've seen all season, and they haven't really reacted well to it. I think that's the big thing that's been the biggest change, and it's really reduced the Lakers to a one-man team, and that one man being the best player on the planet, Kobe Bryant.
We have to ask about Tim Donaghy, the former ref, who now says that the NBA ordered referees to make calls that would influence the outcome of the Lakers-Sacramento Kings Western Conference Finals in 2002. I saw those finals. I didn't like a lot of those calls. Is he just an admitted felon looking to trade information? Do you think there's something real here?
Well, I don't see why the two are mutually exclusive. Of course he's trying to save his skin. Wouldn't anyone, when they're facing however many years in prison he's facing? I think it's completely appropriate to ask the questions because basketball, one, you have to deal with the integrity of the sport, and it's very much disappointed me that it seems that the commissioner, David Stern, is able to say, well, he was just a rogue ref and everyone takes that whole cloth, and I'm not sure that's the case. My question has always been throughout this scandal, is it possible for one referee to fix an entire game, never mind 100 games, without anybody questioning it, without anybody wondering, hey, you know, at the airport after a game waiting for their flights, a couple of referees saying, hey, what about that call in the second quarter? I don't believe it's possible for one person to do all of this, so I think it's completely appropriate that they look into it and go as far as it needs to go because the sport has to be transparent.
Okay. U.S. Open, we don't have time to talk about it. Think Phil Mickelson's going to resort to using a driver?
I think Phil Mickelson should probably look to next year's Open unless he really has a big day today.
Howard Bryant of ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and the 100 Gallery Snack Pack. Thanks so much, Howard.
My condolences on Soriano, Scott.
Thank you. Well, he's just injured. He'll be back in 6 weeks. I'm counting.
Bye-bye.